Nothing today.
Derek, how different are the builds that you're going to see this week from what you saw last year?
Well, they're definitely different schematically. They got some of the same players, some different secondary players, but they have some of the same players up front that we've played against, some familiar faces there. But trying to summarize it as a whole, it's a little bit different because they're not running the same things, you know. They're playing a little bit different style of defense, a style that I have played in my career before, but still at the same, it's still different than past.
Did you look back at that Carolina game last year at all?
You know, with every game, you know, I prepare the same way. So if there's past things, and I think it's valuable, I'll look. If I don't, I won't, you know. But it's definitely just one of those things that I just prepare my same way every single time.
Okay, after you beat the Chiefs, when was the first time you looked at something from Buffalo? Just to give you an idea.
That night.
Thursday night
after the game. I went home, I took a shower, I came downstairs, I ate some eggs, some spinach, some broccoli, and then I watched tape on the Bills.
What is using Amari out of the slot for you guys?
People can't just set their watch to where he's going to be. If you can move him around, there's been times this year where he's been in the backfield. You know, there's times he's out wide, he's inside. He's on the two receiver side. He's on the one receiver side. You know, we just, he's in the three receiver side, but he's inside. He's the second guy. He's the first guy. We definitely try and have something planned where he's all over the place. You know, and it makes it easy on me because I don't focus on, okay, he's in this spot, I got to get him this ball. I just still go through my reads the way it takes me and those kind of things. And so far, it's just helped us. When we move him inside, he can do certain things, and then when we move him back outside, you see the structure looks different. People, how do they want to play him? How do they, whether they're funneling him or what do they want to do? So, just playing that game with him, really helps our offense.
What does it say about him? He's able to do all those different things. What does that say? His game is
super smart. Right? It means he knows the whole playbook. I think actually, we just saw LeBron. He was talking about how he played point guard, right, this past game. And you take a guy that's super smart that can go from playing the three and then go to play the one, and then he can go play the five, and he knows all the sets, he knows all the plays, he can do all the same. Amari's the same kind mentally. He's the same kind of guy where he can go and play X, F, he can play Y, he can play the Z, he can play H. I don't know if he can play quarterback, but I'm sure that he'd find a way to be successful.
So 19 targets, and there was nothing out of the ordinary to try and get him the ball?
No, not at all. No, there was definitely an emphasis on what we saw them playing defensively and how we could get him the ball. That was definitely something, schematically. But during the game, I didn't know he had 19 targets till after the game, to be honest. I honestly, as I always am, was just playing the game how I saw it, how I saw them playing. And it was things that we had talked about, so it wasn't just out of the blue. But then I looked, I was like, dang, 19, that has to be a record, man, for him. That was a lot.
You call your own number on that quarterback draw?
That was all me. Don't blame the coaches. Don't. They know they didn't want me getting hit, so it was not the coaches. That was all me, so I'll take the blame.
And then something crazy happened after that with Marshawn running around and the suspension and everything else.
It happens fast, right? You're like, man, I get up, and I'm like, I got hit. I didn't hear the whistle, so I didn't know, because it's so loud and everything, and especially when you get hit, you don't hear a lot of things. You get hit and you're like, you get up and all of a sudden there's chaos. So you're like, oh, okay. They're all getting into it. And then all of a sudden now he's kicked out. And I was like, wait, time out. I just got tackled and now people are getting kicked out, So it all happened so fast, man, that I honestly didn't have time to think about it at that moment. And I didn't get time to think about it till after the game. Like, dang, bro, he really got kicked out, for whatever the situation was. And that hurts, man, because we love Marshawn. We love playing with him. We love him in the building. We love him on game day. And so for him to, have to miss this game, it's hard. It's hard, but as Coach Del Rio probably said, it's the next man up, and, we have a good stable of backs that can do it.
They're good the week in Florida. You guys did the week in Florida last year. What are the difficulties in the players being away from families for the week and what are the benefits of
that? Yeah, so, one thing for me is, even last year, my family's going to be there. Yeah, they're way more important than football to me. So I'll definitely fly them out so they're there, so I can see my wife and my babies. But you know, the advantage is, one, you don't have to wake up earlier because of traffic or sit, you know, drive. You know, you just walk downstairs. And two is you get to eat every meal with your teammates. It's almost like another, I think I said it last year, it's like another like little camp, you know, where we're all together, we're all, you know, doing things together. Guys, if they don't have their families, they're going out together and having dinner. They're going out together and hanging out in the room together, those kind of things. And I think that that is one of the, you know, besides just, you know, not having to fly, is just that's a major benefit of guys just being together outside of the, you know, the hour windows that we have here.
So I'm assuming that you occasionally throw an interception in practice. We don't do this in a while in training camp.
Yeah.
Are you stunned when you look at your defense and say there's not an interception yet? There's still a two-seg there?
Yeah, it, you know, it's like it's one of those like weird things because they've definitely picked me off before. You know, I'm now I definitely have, you know, I like to take chances, you know, especially in practice, figure out what I can and can't do. But that still doesn't go. They still have picked me off. You know what I mean? You know, I have no pride in saying that. No, they haven't. You know, they definitely have. And so when we get in the games, and then you hear like that stat, you're like, what? You know, that doesn't even make sense because we have guys that are really good around the ball. And so that's one of those things too. It's only a matter of time. You know, because when they come in bunches. You know, that's just in the history of the NFL. Whenever they start coming, they just start. It's like sacks. You know, whenever you get them, they start coming in bunches.
Some have commented that EJ Manuel appears rejuvenated just in the new team. I know you weren't with him in Buffalo, so you don't have that frame of reference. But
right.
What have you seen from EJ in that regard, just being in a new building, new team, and all that?
Yeah, I know EJ's become a really good friend of mine. And, you know, I've only talked to him before games. Hi, Jared. Hey, bud. I've only talked to him, you know, before games, before he came here and that. And then we had Coach Downing, who was kind of like, you know, there with both of us, so we kind of knew each other that way. But when he showed up here, I could tell there was something on his heart. You know, I could tell that there was something there. And in my head, it was my goal to show him how much we cared about him, how much we loved him, how much we wanted him and needed him to be here, to let him know that he's important, to let him know that not only that, he's one of the most talented quarterbacks in the NFL. To be able to be that big, that fast, have that kind of arm, and be that smart, to remind him of who he is. And, you know, that was the joy that I had when he got here, is I'm gonna make sure that he knows every day, you know, what I think about him. And because he told me, he said he thinks a lot of what I have to say. So I said, okay, I'm gonna tell you what I think of you. And this is what I think of you. I think you're one of the most talented people I've ever been around. And I think that you have a very, very bright future, man. So I'm glad that you're here. I'm glad that you're here with us. Just keep working, man, because I'm glad that we added another good player.
Along those lines, his value, just to have him in your room as you prepare for a given week, has that been like just for you to lean on him and just have those conversations?
Man, it's awesome because you take a guy that was, you know, a starting quarterback in the NFL, you add another starter into the room. That's just one more mind of experience. That's just one more mind. Same thing with Connor. I haven't played in a playoff game. Connor has, you know. There's always one, even if it's 1% that they can – you know, add or help, which they help more than that, then it's a benefit, you know. So having EJ, who's a starter, who's seen a lot of football, he's played against some tough defenses, to be able to have that in our room, you know, it's something that I don't take for granted. I can tell you that.
Hey, Derek, Coach called Jalen and DeAndre interchangeable.
Uh-huh.
Your thoughts on having these guys probably get a lot of snaps this week?
Yeah, so, yeah, obviously, you know, they're going to have to, you know. They're going to have to play a big role, which is fine for them. They've done it before in games for us. Excuse me. But they can both do the same things. It's not like, oh, man, we can only have Jalen do this, or, oh, DeAndre can only do this. Even Mays. Oh, man, only Mays can do this. All three of those guys, they can come in and play ball, you know. And that's, you know, as we've talked about with Coach Downing, everyone has a role, yes, but at the same time, you have to know everything. You know, you have to – you are responsible for every bit of information at your position so that if it happens, if someone, you know, is not able to play – you can jump in and be able to be the next man up. And those guys are, you know, guys that I trust. And that's definitely a big word for me, especially at that position. Those three guys are guys that I trust, and I know that they'll come in and do their job.
A couple more for Derek, guys.
That game last Thursday, it was what your team needed. It was what your offense needed. Do you think to see that, you know, rhythm that Todd Downing, TD, was able to get into, I mean, for you as a quarterback, I know you guys are so close as you are, and you've been working at this game as anybody else has here. Was it good just to see him get into a rhythm from the sideline from a play call standpoint?
Oh, yeah. I mean, goodness. whenever I can complete passes for him, he gets in a rhythm. You know, whenever I can help him in that aspect, you know, it'll always help him look better, you know. And so, you know, to see him, the cool thing about him was throughout the losses, through the two wins in the beginning and through that win, he wasn't any different. And that means so much to me because I try and be like that all the time, you know. And no one's perfect, but we try our best, you know. To be that way for our organization, for our coaches and our teammates. And there was no difference in him. When we did well, he celebrated with us. When we did bad, he coached it. He didn't come and demean people or anything like that. He was him. And, you know, that says a lot about his character. And it's so encouraging going forward knowing that, hey, we went through some adversity, but when that good day came, we were still the same. Even afterwards, we're like, hey, man, that was awesome, but now we got to move on, you know. To see that it didn't change was really cool.
Kind of got overshadowed by Amari's big day, but Jared had big day. Well, what did that do for your offense, having that threat?
Well, that fourth down, you know, was huge. Obviously, we needed it. You know, for him to be able to get big and make that play against a coverage where he's not really supposed to get in there, you know. That right there, for using his size, and then obviously the go ball, which we thought was the last one. You know, to be able to have a guy where we can put him out wide and run receiver routes and have a one-on-one and say, okay, I'm going to give you a chance. And for him to go make that play, I mean, that, you know, to have that while you have Coop and Seth and Crab, you know, on the inside or right outside, to be able to move them and do different things, you know, it changes structure of coverages. So it's so crucial to have, and I'm glad that he was able to make the plays that he did.
Last one over here, guys. So the Fresno State Bulldog, and you did not get Aaron Judge against the Dodgers.
I know.
And it's already cheating a little bit since the Dodgers have won. What's your prediction?
Dodgers. Come on, man. I grew up, my first games going to growing up from being from Bakersfield, living in Bakersfield, were Dodger games. And so definitely the Dodgers. I've definitely rooted for them since I was little. I was rooting for Aaron, you know, obviously to make it, but that's all right. But go Dogs this week against that silly shirt you're wearing, too.